The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 230-FRE. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, which I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Hulk Hogan!
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Happy Mother's Day.
Adam Vale.
Damn, a little pee came out when Manny did that shit. I got scared. My fucking Ultimate Warrior came back.
And Brian Mangioma.
What up, people?
Yeah, yo, by the way, who's going to tell Hip Hop he's not the greatest journalist of all time, man? It's up to you to just prove him.
Prove it. He's not the greatest journalist ever.
Prove it. Yo, by the way, shout out to Hip Hop, man. We were just reading one of his latest tweets where he's talking about how he conquered the industry and all this other stuff, man. I love the conviction, man. You know, respect.
Nah, I'm
gonna
say it.
Oh man. All right. No bread action today, so we're gonna be done in like the next 45 minutes. You know how that goes. Just a quick little vamp thing. Manny, play your comic again, man.
Well, let me put out here. Actually, I don't have my cover with me right now, but I'll just show you the one that's in general audiences. Yes. Right,
so what are we looking at?
This is a copy of Excellence, which just came out this Wednesday. It's a book I do with Kari Randolph and Brendan Thomas if you've ever read Noble or read Horizon by Skybound. And this book is by Skybound as well. And good stuff. We're getting a lot of really good reviews, a lot of really people excited about it. You know, it's good to see it, you know. And awesome. Hopefully we can keep that momentum going. And just a small announcement. We actually are going to have a small contest involving Excellence. You will get a poster which is a poster that was for Previews magazine, which is of our main character Spencer, as well as an issue the issue of Excellence that I drew the cover for, which I don't have with me right now because Tony just popped that shit on me.
Yeah, man, that's what I do, son. Is throw it. You gotta be on your toes, motherfucker.
Here, I have it right here.
What's going on, so dead?
So yeah, there you go. You get a signed copy of the poster as well as my special cover, which is only available at the shop One Stop Comics in Massachusetts. And yeah. Well, and we're just gonna do a video about that next week.
We'll record it this week and put it out there. Yeah, for sure. All right, man. Thank you for that. And with that, we shall get started. All right. First up, Mr. Dad Versus. I'm gonna give one of those like I consider them asshole answers, but gotta do it. You know, even though he's our boy, you know, he goes, "Yo, what's up, Throwdown Crew? I've not been a Ghost Recon fan, but seeing Breakpoint gameplay today, I'm very intrigued. I think I may be on board with this game. What are your thoughts? Most specifically, what does Adam think? If you want to know our thoughts and Adam's thoughts, check out the last episode of Throwdown, episode 233, where we talked all about it, you know?
Adam gave his thoughts and his impressions.
Yeah, man. I got to tell you about the
update. I just don't know if I added the update. I think it was after the show that it came out that we found out that the human AIs were removed. I think that was right. Yeah, because we talked about it, and then after it came out that they clarified that they removed the human AI. So if you're familiar with Wildland, I don't know if you played the first one, you have your team that you get to instruct and move around and stuff, and which is great to have. You've had them in pretty much all the other Ghost Recons. They removed that from this one. It's just a solo experience with your drone. Hmm. You know, unless your buddies are jumping in, but I don't know how they explain them story-wise. You know, that they, oh, wow, my buddy just popped up. You're on this island, and then all of a sudden you're gone. So I don't know how that works. But, yeah, the human AI guys have been removed, and that's a bummer because I enjoy it. But I keep thinking back, and I'm like, you know what? Just make believe, in my mind, after make believe, it's Division 1. Unlocked. Because remember, like that Division One, I was solo, unless you know you guys jumped in and stuff. Then we all played, but you know, technically, we were all solo in our own world.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so, by the way, Carlos, I need you to do me a favor before I kill somebody in the private Discord chat. Uh-oh. Please make a Game of Thrones room because they want to talk about it, and I'm Mike. I will cut you, son. I will cut you.
All right, I'll make it right now.
You know? Shit, man.
Yeah, no. Not now. Too early. We didn't see it.
All right, man. Let's move on here. So, yeah. Breakpoint. Check out the episode. We talked all about it. All right. G Megaforce 123, man. His first question is, games you have nostalgia for but will never play again because they aren't as good as you think. There are plenty of games I played growing up that I just can't touch because I'm too critical now. Beyond some games being for kids like Fantasia or Toy Story, I have extremely fond memories of playing the Bionicle games on the PS2 as well as the campaign for Blazing Angels 360 and loving it all. But I just can't see myself revisiting at the risk of tainting my memories of my youth. So yeah, are there any games that you refuse to go back to play because you'd be like, oh man, this is not going to be as good as I remember?
For me, it's actually not that. It's actually a little bit different. It's actually, I don't have the time to play that game, you know, especially at the level that I originally played it. For instance, Kingdom Hearts 3 came out pretty recently. I was thinking of you know, giving, you know, an idea, thinking of actually going to play the previous Kingdom Hearts games, but I'm like, man, I whipped those games' asses so badly that it's not even funny. And can I even give that amount of time to more than one game, you know, in the time that I have, you know, free time that I have? So I just like, you know what? I'll just watch a bunch of recaps about all the other games in the series that I didn't play. Watch the recaps in the game, and you know, I already knew the two and one and two pretty well, and I just did it that way, and it's kind of been that way. There's only one game that I've ever gone fully back for, and that's Metal Gear 2 and 3.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I don't have time to go back to play old games, so it's not something I have to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if I have to review like a remake or a re-release or whatever, then I'll play it. But I'm not going to go back to play old shit. I got too many like new things to play. I have no time to go back to old games, man. That shit is done.
What about Burnout? You were reviewing, right?
Yes, I reviewed that. Yes, I did. Yeah, okay. You know,
so, yeah, that's why. But wasn't it? I thought his question was games that you go back to play and realize that they don't hold up.
No, this is he's asking games that you're afraid to go back to because you think they're going to be ruined for you.
I've never had. I don't have that sort of feeling on any. And the closest thing for me, at least, the closest thing to that is just time, just not being able, because I have a pretty good memory for all this stuff. I can literally play you Metal Gear 2 and Metal Gear 1, 2, and 3 totally from memory.
My thing is, I don't really have this. I have it more for TV shows, like with the cartoons that I used to watch when I was a kid. Like, I'm afraid to go back to those. Thundercats was a big eye-opener. When I saw that again, I was 15 when I saw it again. I'm like, man, Thundercats fucking sucks.
Yeah, you know? No, watch the new ones. That's no. New ones are much better.
Yeah, the 2001. The 2001 was really good, but the 80s one. But with video games, because I've gone back to play old games, and I'm like, you know, like them. You know, they're still about the same.
They're about the way you remember them. I mean, back in, you know, then again, back when we were growing up, games weren't really that complicated. They were just like, hey, Mario jumps on shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then for me, go ahead. Just a quick thing, Chris. Like, for me, they kind of take me back to that time. Like, when I was playing Final Fantasy VII in 2007, like, I saw Manny play it a bunch of times, but I never played it. But I was like, even though this is 2007, obviously, I was still amazed at what they were able to do back then. So I could see it from that standpoint, you know? Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I realized when I went from 2600 to the NES that I wasn't going to go back then.
Yeah.
Like, if you said, like, hey, play a 2600 game, like, even the games I loved that I owned, I'd be like, it's too primitive, man. I can't go back to this. But I didn't realize that now. I realized that when I got NES, I couldn't go back to that, you know? But other than that, no, there's not. I would play all my NES games. I would play Genesis games, whatever. I love them. Like, I can't wait for the Genesis Mini to come out. I got a SNES Mini. I got emulators. Like,
yeah, dude. I'm playing the SNES Mini, and I'm still like blown away by Mode 7. I'm like, oh shit, this is insane. even though obviously our technology is way beyond that now, but it still blows me away. I still remember that time going from NES to SNES, and it brings me back to those memories. So it's kind of fun. But the thing is, if a game sucked back then, it still sucks now. It doesn't get any better. Games aren't like wine. They don't get better.
To be honest, it's like, you know, in the generation that we were, you know, like in our 20s, right? Like our 20s, that's when things were going, you know, with 32-bit and stuff like that, right?
No, 20s was PS2 era.
Excuse me, 20s was PS2, PS2 Dreamcast era.
Yeah.
So it's like that stuff, I feel like that stuff, some of that stuff kind of aged pretty well. I would say maybe PS1 stuff would probably aged a little bit bad, but even those,
even during that era, we knew those graphics were a little janky.
Yeah, a little janky. It's like, man, like... Yeah, like you're playing like Metal Gear Solid. It's like, dude, their mouths aren't moving. They just bob their heads.
Yeah,
but like I mean, I can still kind of go back to that sort of thing. I don't know. I don't feel that weird. Like it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, but but then again, I don't know how old he.
Well, considering he's talking about Bionicle with like such like passion, I think he's like younger than us. You know.
Yeah, because Bionicle. Well, we were like. We were old, way old for that.
Yeah, we were like, Bionicle, we must have been in our mid-20s, maybe even 30s by then.
Because I feel like the game, that kind of complexity of games kind of grew with us.
Yes. Almost. Yeah.
Like back when we were young, it's like, you know, Nintendo games are just like, okay, you know, little guy jumps over a thing. The most complicated you ever got was like maybe a Final Fantasy game. And the original Metal Gear game, those type of games. But other than that, they never were any more than just save the princess or, you know, save the world.
Yeah. And also they were simple mechanically. Like you had, NES, like there's two buttons. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have to worry about or think about shit, you know. But guys, again, do no spoilers, please, in the chat, man. I'm just saying, I don't want to know if it's awesome. I don't want to know if it sucked. Don't say nothing, please, man. Jesus. All right. Chris already went. Carlos, what about you?
Sorry, what was the question?
I don't want to repeat myself. Basically, are there any games that you're afraid to go back to because you don't think they're going to be as good as you remember?
No. Because I think, I'm not really scared if a game doesn't hold up. I mean, I know what I experienced when I played it the first time. And I don't know, that feeling will like, it'll still like, wouldn't ruin the experience. Like I always talk about Friday the 13th and the experience I had that as a kid and how that scared the shit out of me when I was a kid. And I know if I play the game right now, it's probably going to be a bad game, but it's still not going to ruin my memories of what I had of it. So yeah, I don't think it really matters to me.
All right, Brian.
I guess I'd have to say GTA 3. Because after playing like all the other GTA games, I just don't think I will enjoy it as much because I'll just keep thinking that I can do so many things when I can't. So, like, you can't swim, cars don't handle as well, you know, like the weapon selection won't be as smooth. So I think that's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah, but it's like playing an Atari game and complaining that it doesn't have 3D graphics, you know? So it's like you can expect like these games to not be as polished as something that would come out today. I don't know. I guess maybe some people can make the distinction. Like it's like,
yeah, like I said, when I play old games, my mind goes back to that era, you know?
Yeah. Like for example, I've gone back to play Super Mario 64 and the controls are way better now than it was back then, but I still enjoy the game. Like it's still, it brings me back, and even for that time, it was pretty advanced what it did. So yeah.
All right, Adam.
I have two. One, The Warriors, that was out on PS2 and Xbox. That's based off of the movie. Oh man, it's great. Even when I describe it to people, how the combat and stealing car radios and all that stuff, but the gameplay and just the way it looks is just like, oh. It's so bland, but it's like I want to go back, but I can't. And I wound up picking it up again when they had some of those backward compatible on PS4, and it's like this is no, I just can't do it. And the other one was Freedom Fighters. EA Freedom Fire. Oh, I love that one. That was another one, almost like a Ghost Recon. You build up a group of guys and you give them commands and you go and, you know, you're a freedom group. You're fighting against the Russians that came over to take over. And it was great. But when you try to play it now, it just watching videos on it, it looks so bad and bland. But for the time, it was amazing. You know, so it's like I have to just keep those memories and hope that one day we get like a remaster or we get a continuation to the story or addition to the franchise, which well, I
what
doubt.
What about a game like Shadowrun?
Shadowrun, they brought that back a few times.
Well, I mean, just like the you original know,
the
one.
The original one, I think it still holds up.
Yeah, could you
yeah, play I could that? Still, yeah, I could definitely still go back and play that. That was still fun. You know, that holds up.
And I feel like sometimes it's a little bit situational. You know what I mean? Like sometimes some of those games are just like they kind of age like a fine wine, and then some of them you're just like, whoa, you know. Mm-hmm.
You know what it is for me when it comes to playing old games? The thing that annoys me the most is like I'll die and then the game starts all the way back. I don't have the patience for that shit anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like if I were to play an older game with in like unlimited continues, I would bear with it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I could enjoy it, but I'm like, I don't have the patience for this shit, man.
You like good checkpoints.
Yeah. Like I miss checkpoints, you know, like I think that's probably my biggest barrier with a lot of these games. I'm like, I do not have the patience that I did 30 years ago with this shit, you know?
Now I'm
just, and I don't have the time either, you know?
I've heard a lot of that same talk when people were talking about Cuphead. They liked it. They appreciate it. But the constant dying, they had no problem with it. But having to start all the way back.
But Cuphead isn't like that. And that's why Cuphead is like easier, technically speaking, than a lot of the other games. When you die, you start right back at the beginning of that level, not at the whole game. That's the difference. Yeah.
Well,
the
I
level,
mean, even Super Mario World had that.
Yeah. And then and those levels weren't even that big.
Super Mario. Yeah, you could beat that game because you know you have checkpoints and stuff, and you could save and all that. But we're talking about like NES games. Like if you die, that's it. You're starting the whole game over again.
To be honest, I never saw Cuphead as like an NES sort of game. I felt like it was kind of replicating that sort of Super Nintendo era of games, where it's like you know really pretty looking graphics and kind of has a little bit of those modern touches, but not the so modern where you know lives didn't matter. You know,
yeah, well, they don't really matter because you get an unlimited continues, which is good, you know, and that's what was good about Cuphead. The instant you die, that level starts right back up. You don't have to reload or everything, you know. Mm-hmm. But I can't deal with it. Like Cuphead, if you had to go all the way back to the beginning, fuck that shit. I'm not dealing with that. All right, just moving on here. Second question, things your parents did to stop you from playing video games. His example is his mother would turn off his TV thinking that she also turned the game off. He would pretend to be all defeated, and then when his mom left, he turned the TV back on and kept playing.
That shit happened exact same scenario. It wasn't the exact same, but it was my computer monitor. Like she would turn off my computer monitor thinking she turned the whole thing off, and I'd be like pretending like, oh god damn it, just left and just turned off the monitor and left off where I left off in the game.
Yo, why is it that parents think the computer is the monitor? I don't get that.
Because it's like TV. They treat it like TV, you know.
TV.
Yeah. I mean, from mine to my mother would just grab my Nintendo. I remember she would just unplug the shit from TV and just say, it's gone. I'm like, oh.
Oh shit!
That was it. Yeah, I always remember. I forgot what it was. There was this one time. I always remember. It was like I had to get up early, you know, just to go to school. And she's like, "Get up!" She's screaming at me. I'm like, I'm gonna get up eventually. And then she gets into the room. She walks over to my TV where I had my NES. She just yanks the shit out. It's like it's gone. And that got me up quick. I'm like, wait. But yeah, I always remember that she took that for like a week or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it got me up.
My mom never did that. She tried to do that with me with television, but she stopped doing that because she realized I would just turn the TV back on. You know, video games, I never, like, Like, I played games, but I never, like, went crazy with them like that. I would always play, like, for 2 hours at a time at most because I was afraid my NES or SNES was going to blow up. So I was always stop myself on purpose. Like, I would play for, like, 2 hours, stop for about, like, half an hour, then come back, you know? So that never really happened, you know? But with TV, that would happen. Like, she would, like, she turned the TV off, but then she walks away, and then I just turn the shit back on again. And then she comes back, turns it off, and then she's like, all right, you know what? This shit's not going to work. I'm just going to let him watch his TV.
Hey, Tony, did you have like a mom and pop shop to rent NES games where you lived?
No, Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
No, all right.
Yeah, Blockbuster. Right. Yeah, and you know,
because I mean, even before Blockbuster, because you remember,
I mean, you probably didn't know about this one, but on Main Street, you know, a little further up from where the Blockbuster used to be, there was a little place that I used to rent games from. Adam used to know that one. We used to go there. And
no, because I moved here, you know, 1990, and that's when I started playing video games, basically, you know, like for my own games. Like before that, I would just play my cousin's games and shit like that when I went to their houses. It was always Blockbuster for me. Anyway, Manny, did you ever have this experience with your mom?
Actually, no, I didn't. I was actually pretty good about it. She kind of set up the rules, and I just kind of always did them where it's like, okay, you don't play video games on a school night. So I never did play it. I always played on the weekends. And it's funny because if you're thinking about the old days, like PlayStation 2 days, which I think we were in high school. PlayStation 1 days.
Yeah, right? That's where high school, right? Yeah.
I still did the same thing. Always played it on a thing. The only time I would not would play on a weekday is if I ever went to visit you on a weekday.
Yeah,
and that was it. I never played them at home.
Yeah, my mom's rule is like as long as you finish your homework, you can play as long as you want. But again, I would never play along because I was afraid my machine would like burn up. You know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chris, what about you?
My mom yelled at me a few times. I mean, that's why I started putting masking tape over the red light on the NES so she couldn't tell it was on. So we just the same thing. She would shut off the TV, or I'd turn off the TV and pretend that it was off, even though it was turned on. And then I would just go back to the game later.
Yes.
With the Genesis, that was harder, though. The toggle was on the top. And masking tape was easier to see on a black system, you know, so I couldn't do it then.
Right, Brian.
I unfortunately do not have those problems. Like my parents and I just had the agreement of I'll play when they go to sleep. So I did, and that's it.
Yo, man, you straight edge.
Well, they were all like, okay, as long as your grades are still good, then we're fine with it. So my grades were still good, so that was fine. Like, cool.
That's how it was for me, you know.
Yep. Like, the worst situation was probably on GTA San Andreas launch night. Like, I stayed up until, 4 a.m. just playing that. Mainly because I got lost and I couldn't save my game. So, I was like,
shit.
I don't want to lose the progress, because if there's a power cut, then I lose everything. So, I need to, like, save. And this is what was when I just didn't know the map. I was like, shit, where the hell is my house? Like, I need to save my game. I must save the game. I spent, like, an hour and a half just trying to find, like, the save point. Awesome. So much fun.
You know, it's funny. I didn't really start like gorging on games until the PS3 era. Even the PS2 era, I would not play games for very long stints. You know, even the PS2, you didn't want to leave that thing on for very long. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I never played. You know, I played long, but I didn't play nearly as long as I did in PS3 era. I feel like I played a lot, like way into the night game. But here's the thing. It all kind of coincides with how long fucking games are now.
Exactly. You know, and then online, all this other stuff.
Yeah, you got all that other shit. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's like, what? You were playing most games in the PlayStation 2 era were only about 6 hours long in general.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
So you didn't spend that much time on it.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, PS2 era, we were in college already, so that rule didn't apply anymore, you know? You know, and then jobs and all the other stuff. All right, Black Metal Gamer. So his first question is, out of all the canceled games we've seen at conventions or in magazines, which do you think would have been masterpieces or impactful? Can I just say the obvious one? Silent Hills?
Yeah, I would agree with Silent Hills, man.
Yeah, that would have been fucking insane.
I mean, okay, number one, it's Hideo Kojima, like, revamping a series that he had never had anything to do with. Like, he didn't, like... all the people that originally made Silent Hill were gone, right?
Yeah.
And then it was just him. Like, he's like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, and like Hideo Kojima doing a horror thing. Just that PT demo alone was the scariest fucking thing, man. Yeah, you know? Like, that shit was scarier than any of these other games. You know, so I think that's like the main game right there, man. But what are some other examples?
No, and let's be real. That demo spawned... Resident Evil 7 wouldn't have been... I'm convinced it wouldn't have been the way it was without PT.
I agree.
You know? Bullshit. That kitchen demo, they threw that together to just see if they could do it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Agent.
Oh, that logo.
That shit was going to be my game of the year, man. That logo was too compelling.
Yeah, right? The game of the century, man.
Wasn't there something that was released from that, from Agent?
The logo.
No, I thought there was like some sort of gameplay.
No, there wasn't.
Like no, there wasn't.
They keep teasing it. There's even a mode in one of the Grand Theft Autos called The Agent.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that one game? It was supposed to be for PS3. I think it was called Eight Days. 8 Days. Yeah, remember, like, the guys were behind cover and they threw guns at each other and shit to swap.
I had no idea what the fuck you were talking about.
Yeah.
Is that the one where your hand would shake?
It was E3, yeah. Like, yeah. I just remember, like, the main thing was, like, you had the two guys go behind, like, cover, right? And then they threw guns at each other and shit. I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
Damn, that shit fucking... That was a long time ago, too.
Yo, can I say the other obvious one?
Star Wars 1313?
Oh, dude.
Man. That's my answer.
Fuck.
Oh. It was like our first look into what the next generation
was. That would have been insane.
I mean, that shit looked crazy back then.
Yeah, it did. It looked nuts.
I mean, to be honest, looking at it now, it even looks pretty impressive.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, no, I was going to say Scalebound.
Scalebound? Well, it is a platinum game.
You know,
so, at least they
it would have been fun. At least,
yeah, I don't think it would have mastered, but you know, I had to throw it in there to piss off the fanboys.
I definitely think it would have been a fun game, but I don't think it would have been one of those kind of console type of games.
Nah. Gotta do it though.
To be honest, I feel like if it was released, it might have gotten a little bit of that bigger than it should be sort of hype, like the what's that game,
like every single Xbox exclusive?
No, the most recent one, the most recent exclusive they have, Crackdown. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those kind of medium sort of games, like, hey, this is great, but it got so much attention to it because it was the only big thing that was the biggest thing that was coming out for it.
Yeah, like I said, every Xbox exclusive basically. It's hilarious, right? What other games can we talk about here?
Is it too soon to say Shenmue 3?
Damn. I think it's coming out, though.
No,
man.
That's definitely coming. I'm still getting updates for that thing. It's coming.
Barry Burns says StarCraft Ghost demo at E3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, it's funny. We didn't play that, but you probably did, Barry Burton, because I know you've been going to E3 for a while now.
Mr. Burton.
That was a tough day.
You probably played it.
Yeah, like, I feel like older E3s had more of those type of games. Like, hey, what happened to that shit?
I feel like a lot of companies are a little bit reluctant to sort of show things nowadays, because especially the, like, if, you know, when it's not too close to done. But then again, you know, Nomura said, you know, that stuff about Final Fantasy, and only now we're seeing more stuff about that.
Well, you heard what happened with that game. They pretty much had to start from scratch like a year ago or 2 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. That's probably why they're on Unreal Engine now, you know.
Yeah. Well, how much do you want to bet that's the fucking Kingdom Hearts team?
It probably is.
It's those guys. They're doing it.
You know, because apparently they had some like other studio doing the game for them, right? And they didn't like what was going on, so they like, okay, we're gonna just do it then. It's like, you should have done it in the first place.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you had half your, like, I mean, they did all that other silliness with the friggin' what was it? What, Luminous and the other Final Fantasy game. And then they're like, okay, we're going to start making Kingdom Hearts now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because remember, they stopped production on Kingdom Hearts 3 to finish Final Fantasy 15. Then they did Kingdom Hearts 3. And I'm guessing now they finished Kingdom Hearts 3, they could really go all out on Final Fantasy 7 remake. And who knows? Hold on. Barry Byrne says, I played the original Halo at E3 before the Xbox launch. Damn.
Oh yeah, so then you played the one that was for the for Macintosh then.
Oh shit. Hold on, Barry, was it the point and click game? Not point and click, RTS game? Because remember, that's what Halo originally was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll move on. Second one. Have you ever been hyped as hell for a game, but then one game came out that crushed your hype, and from that moment forward, you were numb to hype? What was that game? Well, basically he's saying, like, you know, have you ever been a person that's always been hyped for a game, but then a game came out that just bummed you out so much you stopped being hyped for any future games?
Manny's going to say he's never been hyped.
Yeah, we may just say it.
I'm not the type to get all hyped or something. I try to at least bring everything into a sort of, you know, a medium level where it's like, okay, it'll come out, you know, it's good. You know, I've never been, like, for anything, I've never been just like, oh my God, I need to have that game. Because there's always that question if the game is going to be good. Even with even for how much I like Hideo Kojima games, there is still that question mark of that game just being a total piece of junk. And I'm willing to go along with that ride, but I'm not excited about it, really.
Yeah. No, I'm still just as hyped for games as it's always been. That shit's never gone away. You know?
No. That shit's never gone away. I've heard the hype, and then I've heard the,
I'm prepared for it, but I'd rather be on that hype train and be disappointed than not get on the hype train at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm willing to, the disappointment is the thing I'm willing to deal with because I like the feeling of being hyped. So, nope, that's never happened. There's never been a game that's, like, destroyed me from not being hyped ever again. I want to hear if anybody's, no, but I'm still hyped for games. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's saying.
It hasn't ended all of your hype for games in general.
Yeah, exactly. It hasn't ended my hype for games. I still am hyped for games. I'm hyped for Streets of Rage 4, for example, you know? Mm-hmm. But, you know, BioWare games? I don't know anymore, man. I love me some motherfucking Dragon Age, right? I'm skeptical as a motherfucker right now, son. But anyway, Chris.
No, I mean, I'm pretty much the same. Like, I get moderately hyped, but there's nothing that ever ruined me where I'm like, fuck these games. Like, no.
Fuck these games.
You know, but I mean, like, I agree with you. Like, where one company, like, you was beloved, like BioWare or Konami and stuff. Now I'm a little wary. BioWare's on a downhill slope, so it's like, I can't trust that shit. Andromeda's a mess, Anthem's a mess. So I don't know if and Dragon's Age sounds like it's screwed. Like, if they go live services, then fuck.
Oh, God.
Did you just say Dragon's Age?
Yeah, it's that Brett, Brett effect. Oh,
Brett's not here.
You know? You can say it the right way, you know?
Dragon's Age.
It's like, yo, I'm the writer, motherfucker. Dragon Age is grammatically correct, all right?
If it was, it would have to be the Dragon's Age.
That's really appropriate, but that's exactly what it is. It is the Dragon Age, you know? it doesn't belong to the dragons, you know, Dragon's Age. It is the age of dragons, or like the year of the chicken, you know? It's not chicken's year, you know? Where the fuck are we right now? Carlos.
If there was a game that ever killed my hype for anything and sort of lowered my expectations to anything to ever come out in the future, and Chris mentioned is it's Mass Effect Andromeda. That game was that not only did that it didn't ruin my favorite franchise, but goddamn, it did its best. And it's like I was and the crazy thing, I wasn't even that hyped for that game. I was just excited. I wasn't as hyped as I was for Mass Effect 2 or 3, but it's just one of those things. It's like, let me remind myself, temper my expectations every game, even though I trust the company doing it, because, you know, I trusted Bungie with this new franchise after leaving fucking Microsoft and Halo, and they made so many great games that I love, and now it's like, okay, we're gonna do this new franchise. We want to do what we want. Like, a start a new franchise and do our shit our own way. And they came up with Destiny. And I don't like Destiny. I don't like Destiny. And the same thing with fucking BioWare. It's Anthem. Like, yep. And the whole insult to injury with, yeah, we use the A team for Anthem, we use the B team for fucking Mass Effect, and what? You get two fucking goose eggs.
Yep.
Two fucking lumps of coal. Yeah, man. Congratulations with that. Fuck EA.
Well, here's another one I'm worried about too. Is Bethesda. Besides anything it makes, so Doom I'm excited for, but everything else, Fallout, Elder Scrolls, whatever, I'm like, I don't know about this shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way with, I'm gonna say with Bethesda.
Yo, by the way, Carlos, when you were talking about you know, EA and Bioware, I heard like that sound that you hear on like a Spanish variety show when somebody loses, like dun 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 dun.
Sábado
Gigante. You know, I heard
the trumpet guy.
The show that never ended.
The trumpet, yeah.
Well, that's what you're doing there is from The Price is Right, though.
Yeah, yeah,
but, and, you know, like, yeah.
It's because someone, the Price is Right, yeah, but it's, yeah,
someone is doing something, like, and then like he's like, yeah, let's this guy's like screwing over, so like let's get rid of him, and then the trumpet guy starts blowing the horn, and then the audience is like trying to say like whether they would like him or not. They're like, we want him here, or no, get the hell out of here.
No.
We need to have that on the soundboard, that Sábado Gigante shit, you know?
Yeah, man, we need that shit, man, that OG shit.
Brian.
I'd like to add like a slight correction. Doom was not developed by Bethesda, just published by it.
Yeah,
he said that's why Chris did id.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch that. Because I was like, hold on, like, that's, like, I'm sure that they didn't.
Yeah, they published it. Yeah, they published
because
it.
It's way too good.
Yeah, exactly, bro. You know?
Yeah.
You can take three steps, not fall to the map. So something's not right there. Me, it's simple. Watch Dogs. Mm. Ever since Watch Dogs, again, like, I did one of the biggest things in the world. I pre-ordered a Ubisoft game for PC. If anyone knows anything about games, you don't do that. That's like, I was like Icarus flying past Mercury there, you know, like just zooming straight past. Like, yeah, I'm feeling great right now. Like, you better have a bad day. Yeah, so ever since then, no more pre-ordering of any games. I distrust everything at E3. I'm just sour to the core now. Like, nope, I don't care. Unless I see it on my TV, I don't care.
Excuse me?
My TV?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You know, all right, Adam.
Especially when you hear about how much smoke and mirrors goes into even just making what is a live demo, you know.
Adam, go ahead, man.
It's just BioWare, man. That's it. That's really what it is. It's not so much of a game that can turn me away, but from a publisher. If a publisher just keeps dropping the ball game after game after game, I'm like, you know, and that's the thing. People, it's sort of the same like with sport teams. We're like, well, why is that team sucking? Well, they traded off all their players, their star players, and now they have a bunch of reserves and no names. And that's what's happening with these studios, because behind the scenes, we constantly hear of this person leaving, that person leaving. So who's picking up the slack? Who knows? But it's not fixing the problem, and everything is just falling to shit.
Man.
So we can't keep saying, oh, man, they used to produce great, great games. Well, yeah, that was a different team. Those people are not here now.
Yeah,
the doctors are not here now.
I think that's also, yeah, that's incredibly, that's a really good point, too, where it's like, yeah, you have these names that are all trusted, right? But then what happens when all the people that made all the good shit are gone? Because of, and nobody pays attention to those things when those sorts of things happen. Like, you know, you put out, yeah, like places like BioWare, or you put places like Bungie, you know, all the guys that have originally the powder keg that made those original Halo games, those guys are gone.
Yeah. By the way, speaking about Halo, Barry Byrne says that the Halo he played was Xbox Halo, but running on PC mockups because Xbox hardware wasn't finalized yet. And he said the frame rate was terrible.
Yeah, and they had to get rid of shit from that game so it could play on the Xbox. I think it was like one of the Scarab mission they showed up in E3. They got rid of that stuff because it wouldn't run on the Xbox One or on the OG Xbox. I mean,
Xbox One. What you talk about?
Just kidding.
Yeah, the original Xbox One. You know.
Yo, man. Yo, screw Bungie and their fucking $500 million 10-year plan, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Bullshit, man. It's over.
All right, moving on. Mr. Tennessee Sooner, what's one trend in gaming that you wish caught on and spread more? Examples, arena shooters, turn-based, etc. I don't think there's any like trend that came around that I liked.
Yeah, usually trends are the
trends are stupid. Usually,
yeah. I mean, trends. Usually, trends are like that's like trends is like listen is like listening to the radio to all the lousy pop music that's playing. That's what trends are to me.
Yeah, look, let's go through some trends, right? Motion controls, trash, 3D, trash, you know, VR, trash, you know, like there's a bunch of that stuff. All those military shooters, even though I was in trash, I wasn't down with it. The current, the MOBA shit, don't care. The current Fortnite bullshit, don't care. You know, yeah, I can't think of a single trend. The Guitar Hero bullshit, trash. You know, not, all that stuff is horrible, you know? Like, I'm glad all those are dead, you know? Except VR. I know VR is still viable, but come on.
VR has to find its place. I think that's what it really needs.
Well, it's found its place more than those other ones. I'll give them that, but come on, who gives a fuck, you know? Yeah, does anybody here care about any trends that happen in gaming, any fads that
you
stayed? I can't. I agree with you.
if Brett was here, he'll be giving us a whole thing about VR.
Yeah, and survival games.
You know. Survival games, yep.
Yeah, like
survival. That's another trend that needs to go away. You know,
I don't know if it could be a trend, but I did like it where there were a lot of fighting game companies that were making games.
Here's the thing. I did like that, but I'm glad it finished its course. I don't need it back again, you know.
Especially with the way the fighting game tournament shit is now. Like,
yeah, fighting games are not fun anymore, man. I'm sorry. The FGC ruined it. I just said it.
I feel like you would have fun with it if you didn't have all that in your head. You know what I mean? Like now, like I played. Like I said, I played the recent Guilty Gear game, and I was like, oh yeah, this is fun. I like this.
No, but that's okay. Since we got time, we don't have Brett here. We got to fill up time here. There's three components, and that's only one of them. The FGC component is one of the things. The other thing is, like, I don't have the time to dedicate to learn all those fucking moves. That's the other one. And the other one is, okay, buy the game. Hey, this game's great on launch. Oh, here's season one. We got four more characters. Here's season two. We got four more characters. Here's season three. I'm like, oh, no, come on. I just want the full game. Don't give me all these fucking seasons.
You like the idea of actually going in there and actually unlocking all the characters just by playing the game, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like I got to keep up with all this. Like I'm not living with a game for that fucking long, you know. Like the most I want to willingly play a game for is a month. After that, I'm moving the fuck on. I do not want to play games for that long. That's crazy, you know. So I just can't. I want to keep playing fighting games. I was playing Mortal Kombat for a review. That game is awesome. The game is a lot of fun. But I'm not trying to go through all that bullshit, you know? It's too annoying now.
Old Tony would be like, what?
Excuse me? You know? All right. What's up?
I have like a half answer.
Yeah.
The one thing that I think that most games should adopt more is an actual encumbrance system, like they did in SOCOM. Because in there, the weight of what you had actually made sense. Whereas now in like RPG games, like after you pass like this weird threshold, you just stop moving completely. It's not like a gradual change, like as more weight there is, the slower you move. Like no, it's like after you pick up this one daisy, you can't move at all. It's like really? Like I can somehow carry everything else, but yeah, I pick up like one daisy and then suddenly I'm slowed down. It's like what the fuck's this bullshit? Shout out to Dragon's Dogma, which went a step beyond that, where it actually mattered where it actually mattered how big your character was. Because the bigger your character was, then the more health they had, and plus the heavier they were, so hence they could like weigh people down more. Whereas the smaller your character was, then the more that they could run. So hence, your actual build actually mattered. So I actually would like to see that in games, because I think that's actually quite good. But then eventually you end up with everyone just being like 7'5", 300 pounds, and just ultimate tanks. So, meh.
You know, one thing I did. I mean, this is not for a game that I specifically played, and I think Shadow of Mordor kind of introduced this. But like the more you continued it. But from the Wolverine game, like the more you fought,
that would have been fun
type of enemy. The more you got, you know, you got better at dispatching them.
You know, unfortunately, that trend never even started, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just want to state my, I don't like encumbrance in games. I hate it as much as weapon degradation. Get rid of that shit. It's not fun, you know? All right. Where the hell are we? Okay. we've been asked this before, but why the fuck now? We go through it again. Cause I have my answer ready. What is the best anime game of all time? They all suck.
Really?
That's a lie, by the way. I'm going to say the new Fist of North Star game. There you go.
New Fist of North Star game, and maybe I'd say the Dragon Ball Z Fighter.
Oh, wait. I don't count that as an anime game. You know why? It is, but I count it as a... I see it as an Arc System Works game. But technically, yes, it is. So there you go. Dragon Ball Z and, whatchamacallit, Fist of North Star. But, you know, when we asked her this like 2 years ago, I said they're all trash. Don't play any of them, you know.
This probably doesn't count, but I'm gonna say it anyways.
Do it.
Steins Gate, the visual novel.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
Wait, Carlos, why doesn't that count?
Because it wasn't based off an anime. Like Steins Gate, there was a Steins Gate visual novel, and from that, the anime.
Oh. You know? So the game is based off the visual novel, then.
No. Well, the game is a visual novel.
But the game is based off an anime.
The anime is based off the game.
Oh, wait, what?
Steins Gate was it was an Xbox game before it was an anime.
What?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I'll take it. I'll accept it because I'm too confused to question you. I don't know, Chris. Anything here?
I got nothing.
Did you guys like Sword of the Berserk?
I mean, it was an okay game.
Yeah, it was all right. You know,
it wasn't the greatest game. It was a good one.
You know, I mean, you talk about the Dreamcast one or the newer.
The Dreamcast one. I'm guessing.
Dreamcast one, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I didn't play the newer one, so I have no idea. But a lot of the anime games are trash.
They're trash. Brian.
Anything involving Senran Kagura.
Was that even an anime?
No.
Yeah, it was an anime.
It was a game first, though.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Not in Brian's heart, it wasn't.
Let me do some research, guys.
So by the way, so let me throw you a bone if we're willing to bend the rules a little bit. So we can say, like, games that had an anime, you could say Persona.
Persona! I'm not going that far.
No, I'm going to say based off of an anime.
Because, like, for example, like Tony mentioned, Dragon Ball FighterZ isn't really, it's just anime characters. It's not really based off the anime, you know?
Well, no, it is based off of the anime.
It's an Arc System Wars game with Dragon Ball
Z. The characters are based off the anime, but nothing else, really.
Well, wouldn't that be considered an anime game?
It is an anime game.
Yeah, it is an anime. It is an anime game because it looks like the anime. Like, they didn't make it look like the comic.
That would be interesting, a black and white
Zip the Phone game. Like, yeah. But, I would count even, you know, there's plenty of games that were based off of, you know, like those sorts of ideas. I mean, Marvel versus Capcom is officially a Marvel, you know, based off of the, you know, comics. Even so if it is a comic game. Yeah, it's a comic game.
Okay.
Yeah. Adam, you don't even.
He's part of it.
Do you even have an answer for this? You're not really an anime guy.
No. When it comes to that, nope.
All right. Say FIFA, man.
Just say FIFA. FIFA.
Might as well be.
FIFA is a really good anime.
It's a good anime, man. All right. Moving on here. Johnny the Truth Teller. He changed his name. He was Johnny Wellman, the big Xbox guy. I wish Brett was here for this one. Okay, Xbox Game Pass is the best thing to happen to gaming this generation. Do you agree?
I think this generation ending would be the best thing for this generation.
Oh, shit.
I'm one of those downers about this generation in general. And ironically enough, I do think Game Pass is kind of a highlight of this generation, which is kind of sad if you think about it.
Yeah, because it's just about playing old games, you know?
Well, I mean, Game Pass gives you, like, day and date, like, first party titles. Oh, yeah,
that's true, but you're right. I don't know. To me, it's a little too late, man.
Yeah, but, yeah, like, this generation in general is just, it's been the biggest meh generation so far.
And here's the thing, you know, Carlos, you've been saying this since this generation started.
He said that since the beginning, you know? With Carlos, it just went downhill. Then it went up, you know, 2017. And
2017,
then went,
man.
And then it went back down again.
Come on. Like, Red Dead Redemption 2 was a flop? Come on.
Wasn't a flop to me, son.
It wasn't a flop, but it was like, it didn't even live up to the latest, last gen, like, Red Dead.
Who is clicking like that, man?
That's just me typing.
You gotta chill, son. You angry, man.
You've never heard it before?
No, that's the first time, man.
I have nothing different.
Yeah. No, but yeah, right. I think Red Dead 2 was probably the last highlight of the generation. It's all gone downhill after that, you know?
Yo, man, I like Kingdom Hearts.
That game was all right. Adam, you gotta mute yourself, man. That shit is
fucking wild. Understand.
All right. But yeah, what was the fucking Xbox Game Pass? Whatever. If you like it, you like it. I don't care.
It's definitely the highlight of the Xbox generation.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was a highlight of the generation. I think Game Pass is what I would call a last minute save.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I mean, yeah. Because come on, dude, just face it. At this point in time, Microsoft hasn't had anything that was significant that coming out. So what did they do? Sell you a bunch of old games?
Yeah.
You know, as cool it is that I can go and play Ninja Gaiden right now. I want to see some new experiences from the world of Xbox. I don't want to see
Man, you get cracked down on the same day, man.
Yeah, I can get cracked on the same day, but I mean, to be honest, I mean, did anybody really care that much about Crackdown?
Xbox fans did.
I mean, it was okay.
If they did, why isn't it like topping the charts right now? You know what, man. I mean? I'm gonna say this. I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, I know. I'm not gonna deny that there are diehard fans for a lot of these franchises that they have dropped. But you gotta understand. Like, Microsoft is pulling a rope-a-dope on you guys. They're not releasing anything that is making you really say, man, like, damn, this is why we love Xbox. They just served you up a bunch of old games and said, hey, you could do that now. Like, it's great. I would say, in the future, Xbox Game Pass would be, especially when they're fully rolling with the next generation, Xbox Game Pass will be definitely really cool. But I think right now, I just feel like there should be a little bit more for folks. If we're just getting excited about games like Cuphead and a couple other things out there, as much as people love Cuphead, Cuphead is not a game a console seller.
No, but it's got day one games and it's got a lot of big titles. New titles that have come out are still on there.
Yeah, but again,
so
are these,
you save money.
Are these? Yeah, you're saving. But I'm saying, are these earth-shaking titles?
Well, Just Cause 4. I mean, that's a big title, and that just came out not too long ago, and now it's there. So if someone was on the fence about getting it, they're like, "Oh wow!" So I don't have to wait a year to play some of these newer games within a few months.
In that sense, yes, because now you can have $60 a year now, right?
What was it like that? It was like 70 something. They had a deal, 70 something.
70 something.
You get it for a year.
Yeah, 70 something a year, which is great. You're essentially buying one game and getting a bunch, which I definitely think once they start having those big megaton games on there, like really big megaton games on there, I think, you know, at least from, you know, exclusives and stuff like that, I think Xbox will do, you know, Xbox Game Pass will be a much more interesting thing. But I feel like that's not going to really happen until the next generation comes around.
Yeah, and it's like, when I think about it, it's like, what are the highlights of each, like, huge console? Like, with the big three, it's like Xbox, it's Game Pass. Nintendo, it's their resurgence with the Switch. And PlayStation, I can't think anything other than the games.
Yeah, games, yeah. I was going to say, the big highlights for Nintendo are games. For Sony, it's games. For Microsoft, it's service. That's basically it. you know, which tells you everything you need to know. But yeah, I guess if you are an Xbox only guy, Xbox Game Pass is the biggest highlight of the generation. But for everybody else, nobody cares. I have Xbox Game Pass and I never used the shit. You know?
I look at it as a person who hasn't owned this, at least this incarnation of the Xbox. What are those things that make me want to come over and buy and, you know, invest in a new console? And I haven't actually seen that yet. That's just the way I'm seeing it right now. It's not because I'm the big old Sony fan. To be honest, if they stop making those things, making games, I'd just move up to the next one. That's just the way I am. I just look at it this way. It's like, okay, what does Xbox have that I would be interested in? And then I would be like, all right. And then if it was that, like, okay, I'm looking at the different amounts and I'm like, okay, you know, all the really big games are eventually going to come out onto this Game Pass thing. All right, I'll go with that. So I just, you know, I just want to see that. That's, I feel like that's the real way to kind of call it, you know, a feature of the generation and all that other silly, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Any thoughts on Game Pass?
I think it's okay, but I'm going to edge my bets on saying that Play Anywhere is a much bigger feature, but just that no one really talks about it.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, because this is something that pretty much I think is just a great idea and should be just the standard, where you buy your game and you play it on any device you want that's compatible. So you buy your GTA 6, hey, you can play it on Xbox, play it on PC, play it on PlayStation, play it on Switch if it can handle it. Tony, can Xbox, sorry, can Switch handle GTA? I don't know.
I'm not answering that one. They're going to try to get me fired again, you know?
Yeah, I just think that that's a really good idea and it's so consumer friendly. It's unbelievable. Again, like just imagine the idea, like, just buy your game once and that's it. Like, there's no more like, oh, I'm gonna buy it on this platform or that platform or.
Well, I would see the one thing that would be the difference though, if everybody decided to be like services, right? You know, Sony had their own, you know, Play Anywhere service, and Microsoft had their Play Anywhere service. You know what they're going to do. They're going to lock down things. They're going to lock out their exclusives. So in order to get the PlayStation exclusive, you're going to have to log to the, you know, be on the PlayStation service. And if you want the Xbox stuff, you're going to be on the Xbox service.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. Exclusives will still stay as exclusive. Like, I'm not really concerned about them. I'm about third-party games. Like, mm-hmm. if the next GTA were to come out, it's like, hey, you don't need to think about which platform to get it on or wait until the PC one comes out eventually. It's like, hey, you just buy it and then you start on Xbox, you switch to PlayStation for a bit, you come back to Xbox, mm-hmm. jump on PC for a bit, jump back to PlayStation, and it's all just one giant save.
That's going to be real tempting if something like that happens.
So you're talking about the idea for like multi-plat games, or like, in other words, like,
yeah,
if GTA is on everything, you can keep jumping through different versions of GTA.
Yeah. So you only buy one.
And that could, so let's say if GTA, the new one, says, all right, you have the one like usual is coming out for PlayStation, and then you have the one that's the PC anywhere, which will be on PC, Xbox, and Switch if they get that service running, and of course the mobile devices. Most people would go with that version because they're like, well, I can play it in more places.
Wait, Glorious War said, Brian, Play Anywhere is dead. Microsoft didn't support it with Halo Master Chief Collection. I thought they changed it. Tony, when you play, oh, no, Tony played it on his Xbox.
Yeah, I played it on Xbox, yeah. But didn't you play it on PC, Carlos?
Yeah, I think I
so
yeah,
I played Forza, so, the latest yeah, Forza
on so PC. It was Play Anywhere then.
Oh, let me
was play anywhere.
Remember, but let me open
Crackdown.
Up.
I played Crackdown. Crackdown on PC. That was Play Anywhere.
Crackdown was Play Anywhere. But I mean, like, as a concept and as an idea, I think that has the potential to be something that is bigger later on down the line, but just not big right now.
No, I think it's only available on Xbox One.
Well, that new service that they're supposed to announce during the summer, which is going to have it everywhere. Remember, that's their other service besides Game Pass and Play Anywhere, something Xbox something.
Yeah, because
that was what Phil brought up on stage, that he said the future plans where you could play them on everything, your smartphones and everything. So whatever that's called, that's that other service.
I think I remember it said it'll eventually be on Play Anywhere on the PC.
So we'll see. We only have a few more months, man. A few more months.
They gotta have something, man.
It's gonna be this.
Yep. All right, Minnesota won. Bob Ross's pubic fro band. This dude. I can't, I'm fucking laughing.
Bob Ross used to hate that fro. That was a perm. It wasn't natural. He had straight hair naturally.
All right, this one's funny. What games that had their online server shut down made you feel some type of way?
Did he say some type of way?
No, but I'm not going to, you know, because...
Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
Yeah, no. He didn't say that.
Well, that's easy.
He said hit you in the feelers, but, I think my phrasing is better. I'm sorry.
You rewriting, you're editing people?
Yeah, man. That's what easy. I do, son.
It was Tony Hawk. When that died out and they shut those off, it felt like a generation died. You know, that was nonstop. We were always playing those Tony Hawk games, and then poof. And then even with Skate, eventually they turned those servers back on last year. But when that was gone, I'm like, shit, I can't believe this. Really? No skateboarding games?
You mean you can't skate?
I mean, I would have never thought that because of how popular Tony Hawk was, the franchise, and then Skate, that we would just go through multiple years of just no game. Like, I don't get it. I didn't know it was dead. That you're basically saying that whole industry is dead. It's not worth making a game for it.
Yeah, the fad died, man. That's what happened.
The fad, it's still going on, though. I mean, when I was skating, it was still a fad. Even before me, there was older guys doing it, and I was following in their footsteps. Skating
video game, that fad went away.
That's what I'm saying. I would have never guessed it, because when it goes away, it's basically saying the real world is not dealing with it. It's like sports. It's the same thing. You know, we still see sport games because sports are still popular. I still see people skateboarding. There's still X Games and all that stuff. You know what I mean? There's still millions of dollars being made in the industry with sneakers and boards and wheels and all that stuff, clothing. So I'm like, there's money there. Why are they leaving that market?
I think it's because gamers don't care, man.
I think
it's not... sold. That's the thing. It's sold.
No, it's Skate, sold. But like, sold if it's sold, but it stops selling, just like people bought those Guitar Hero games, they stopped buying them eventually. People still like music, you know. But that
they
ain't
made
no
like
way,
triple
you know?
Profit in the last Skate 3.
Yeah,
it tripled this profit, so it was very profitable, and they just left it alone. There's documentaries online about what the hell happened with Black
Bottom. I'm just going with what normally happens. Like, the games go away.
No, of course. Normally, it's a niche audience and it didn't sell or it just barely broke even. I get that. But that wasn't the case here. It was like, yo, what the hell? You made all this money and you disappeared. It's not like Dead Space or something. Like, we get
I think what it is like things that make more money kind of came along. They kind of overshadowed it. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't just make one of those games where, you know, they weren't exactly low budget games, but they didn't need a lot to them. So just like, you know what, instead of just spending that's also the evolution of EA and, you know, also THQ used to release games like that too, where it's like, they just like, you know what, let's just concentrate on the, you know, the things that really people care, you know, that the general audience kind of sort of cares about, which is sport games and shooters, rather than just, you know, kind of hitting this sort of niche market.
Yeah, I agree. For me, I don't play a game that long anyway. So, you know, by the time the server shut down, I'm usually the guy that goes like, "Those servers were still up? What the fuck? Why? Who's still playing this shit?" You know, like, again, I don't play a game for that long. So I've never had got to a point where the server shut down. I'm like, oh, God, you know, that's never really happened.
I would say the same thing. I did feel, I mean, granted, I haven't played Gravity Rush 2 in like a year, right? And they just recently closed down the little photography thing that you could do with the game.
Yeah.
And I thought that thing was kind of fun. You know, it was like a kind of a low key sort of online mode where you can, you know, especially the one where you find a little treasure chest where it's like somebody takes a little photo and then you have to kind of find the location in the map where the treasure chest was. I kind of found that a little fun. And it's a little disappointing that, you know, people won't be able to experience that, but I'm not that bent out of shape over that. But I think it's a shame that it's not there anymore.
Yeah. Brian,
I don't really have anything, so I guess technically Mag, because I was kind of getting into one of getting the platinum, but then just shut down one day, and then I'm like, okay, that's fine. So technically Mag, but
no more Mag for you.
Yeah, nothing really. Sorry.
All right, Carlos.
See, I hear someone typing. It's not me. Just saying.
What?
You hear that? I hear someone typing. Not you. I hear
it's
typing.
It's probably yeah. me, you know, doing key actions.
Yeah, but yeah, one click every once in a while is not as bad as, you know.
It sounded like you were just like banging on the keyboard.
That's so weird. It's so far from me too. Yeah. I don't know how sensitive this Yeti mic is.
You're so sensitive it senses Yetis, man.
You can kind of change the gain around and adjust how you sound. Which I'm doing right now.
Yo, Manny, you sounded different right now when you were.
Why, hello. How you doing? Oh, perhaps you're not a shooter, man. Hello, brother.
So, yo, brother. All right,
yo, brother.
They need one of us in the wreckage, brother.
I guess Halo 2 is the closest one, but I wasn't really. It was just like, oh, they shut down the original Xbox servers down for Halo 2. But, I will say this, and to predict the future, I'll be sad when Heroes of the Storm servers go down. Heroes of the Storm. Yeah, Blizzard. Yeah, they're transitioning that game to die pretty much.
To dust.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let me read Mighty Nerd. He says, "Twisted Metal on PS3 but the online trophies were glitched." Oh, that's not good.
Mm.
Yeah. All right, Chris. What about you, man?
I think the only one I can think of is when Demon's Souls shut down.
Oh.
So that game, like that. I would turn on my PS3 for that game if that game was still working, but it's not.
I mean, pour one out, man.
Dude, that Demon's Souls was freaking hanging on by a thread. They keep on threatening, like, "Oh, we're gonna close that, shut down the service," and then everybody goes, blah, 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 and they're like, "All right, we're keeping it on." Even while Dark Souls was still on, they're like, "We're turning it up, we're keeping it on for another 5 more months."
Yeah, and finally shut it down. You know, and there was always rumors. Oh, Sony's gonna remake it. There's gonna be a remake to the generation. I have yet to see it.
PS5 now, man.
If you push the rumors to PS5.
Yeah, right. All right. Nintendo thus far collaborated with Ubisoft for Mario Rabbids, then recently with Cadence of Hyrule. He says with some other indie developer. What collaboration would you like to see Nintendo surprise us with at E3 or at a Nintendo Direct?
I think those things are fun. Like, you know, I'm kind of missed the days of sort of specialized sort of collaborations. I mean, even that sort of stuff is kind of old. Like, you know, old games like Bomberman used to have little crossovers and little bits of things, Nintendo-ish things in them. I always wish that more companies would do those sorts of things. I mean, Sony did start doing that, and so did Microsoft to an extent. But I would actually like to see more companies do like little fun, little goofy, little exclusives. You know,
like what?
I don't know, like, you know, like, remember how, like, in God of friggin' Soul Calibur for PlayStation Portable, Kratos was in it?
Yeah, but I mean, for this question, he wants to know, like, what special Nintendo collaboration would you like to see?
A special Nintendo collaboration? You know... You know, like, I mean, I would like, it would be nice if it was in a, you know, a genre of game that was a similar sort of game where, like... Kind of like the way Ubisoft to put Star Fox into that one game, but like, you know, maybe for one of the, you know, if the Division comes out for it, you get like a Samus suit or something like that, which would be pretty awesome to have her running around in that. I like those little fun little, you know, little flourishes that it's like, okay, it's not an exclusive, but there's a little fun thing that's in there that's Nintendo related.
What about a game that's completely exclusive, like Rabbids and Mario?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, want to come up with something?
I don't know what new game you got there. I just think it's a cool idea. That's all I, you know.
All right, I'm gonna say Mario meets from Software game. That would be fucking crazy. You know, like imagine
why
Mario
not have that kind
of. Yeah, you have Link. Yeah, either one of those. Like, imagine like one of those characters in a fucked up world. Link dying all the time. You are dead. You know, shit like that. I think Link would probably be better because he has the sword and everything.
Yeah, like, yeah, like, what if you had like a From Software version of Link's outfit in the game where it's like all bloodied up and shit.
Yeah, no, but the game is specifically like Hyrule and like the world of Dark Souls merge into one or something, you know?
Yeah, like in other words, like it's just like Dark Souls, but with you know, I mean, it's a Legend of Zelda game with a Dark Souls aesthetic to it.
Yeah. What's funny is that Miyazaki said his main influences for the Souls games was Zelda and Berserk.
Oh wow!
And he loves Berserk and he loves Zelda.
Together. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, because I'm thinking about this like a Rabbids game where I basically took the Rabbids series and the Mario series and meshed them into one and created a new universe. So I'm thinking about that. So yeah, we're meshing Hyrule and the Demon Souls world or Dark Souls world together and creating that, whatever the fuck it's going to be called. That would be crazy, you know? Chris, what about you? What's up, Manny?
No, I'm just thinking of like the you know, like that kind of like overly dramatic, you know, Dark Souls like voiceover. We decided to go to the world and then it all ended. Like, what if you decided to take the Breath of the Wild world? Because it has kind of a really sad, it's essentially a post-apocalyptic game.
Yeah, it is.
But what if you did that, you know, with the Dark Souls aesthetic where everybody in the world seems miserable?
Yeah, you're right. All right, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good one because I think since Microsoft and Nintendo are doing joint things, I was like, well, the Starlink thing worked well, so what could you put Samus in, right? The only thing I can think of for Microsoft is Halo, right? But it doesn't make sense.
You could throw her in Gears of War.
Actually, Chris, it makes perfect sense. Like, she's just in that world, you know, traveling around, and then she meets up with Master Chief.
Yeah.
That's an easy transition. Nice. Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a nice collab, and especially since she had a first person mechanic in the Prime games, that could work in a Halo universe.
Yeah, man. There you go. All right, Brian.
I got nothing.
I got nothing. All right, Adam.
I just have more of what we're seeing with Smash Brothers. Bring in Marcus Fenix and other characters from other franchises and Master Chief. Throw them all in there. Why not? You know, it's Smash Bros and Friends. That's pretty much what it is now. Got Pac-Man and other pointless people in there.
Well, it's all people that all characters that have showed up on the Nintendo console. Yeah. Why isn't Ninja Gaiden in there? Come on, guys.
Yeah, right. Ryu Hayabusa. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. Carlos.
Wait, what was the question?
What?
Oh no! Yeah. I know. Yeah. It all just.
Came I remember.
Back to me. Nobody. I don't know. I don't know why, but I just don't. Nintendo collabs, they're kind of disappointing to me all the time.
They corny.
Yo, man, the corny as hell. I just like them. I just like what they do. Like, just keep your eye. They're pretty good at doing their shit with their IPs. Don't give freaking Metroid Ninja Theory or any of this bullshit. Just, you know, the rabbits, whatever. Just do your games, do your first party titles, and I'm happy with that. I couldn't care less.
Yes,
I couldn't care less.
You heard that shit, right, Brian? he knows, man. Me and Brian watching like a fucking hawk.
Yeah,
waiting for that shit.
I'm terrified of it, like mispronounce it in real life too, man.
Oh shit!
Like you guys have me like fucking
kind of fucking Brian bust on my shoulder. Chops. Oh, no. Carlos.
Funny thing is that I was watching Endgame, and then when a certain person said the same thing, I was like, "Yes."
Oh, was it Thor?
The script. Yeah, I'm not gonna say who because in case people have not seen it.
Yeah, spoilers. No spoilers.
Whenever he said that, I was like, "Yes, the script writers are British, not American."
Yes. It is true as fucking Americans were doing that shit. Oh, I could care less. How less could you care, motherfucker? You're going to walk me through that right now since you said it all wrong.
Yeah, but British people say aluminium, so I mean, that cancels shit out.
Look at the spelling. It makes sense.
It's spelled aluminum.
They add an extra letter to colors.
You guys spell it differently. But I'm pretty sure we discovered it. Let's just be honest.
Anyway,
we're all spelling knife wrong. Knife. Come on now. Knife.
Knife. Come on.
Right. Come on.
The K.
Drop the K.
You see, by
silent
the way,
means it's not there. What the hell?
Yeah. Well, remember that Cat Williams skit? He talked about that. He was like, "Knife, spell knife." N-I, no, no, cat. There's a K no, there.
Like, but that's the, real talk, because I know that happened to me. I'm like,
well, cut that silent motherfucker out of there.
And I'm like, but if it's silent, why is it even there? Well, that's just how it was written. But that's not how it sounds. So why does it matter? No, why? No. No. Yeah.
By the way, now I'm over here like, why can't we say it aluminium? That, it's spelled that way, you know. It's just whatever you put your emphasis on, you know.
Is it
no, it's literally spelled differently for both for Tony. Americans and British.
Really? Excuse yes. me? What happens?
You do your writing when you write the word canceled, one L or two L's?
Whatever spell check tells me.
It'll say both is correct. Really? That's the thing. It's there is no wrong.
Well, yeah, one get L the fuck out. I'm going to write that shit right now.
One thing, yeah, though. Go ahead. Since we can gloat a little bit.
Oh, shit, we'll, you're right.
Of course I'm right.
Hey, Nami. He was a writer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking writer, you know?
It's one of those things you don't notice, though.
Yeah.
Because you've probably written it a bunch of times.
You should not have told me that, bro. Now I'm going to go back through all my articles and look at that shit. It's going to bug the fuck out of me.
It's so weird.
But hey, listen, the spell check didn't catch it, then fuck it, you know?
Wait, what was it again?
Canceled.
You could spell one L or two L.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's one L.
No, I'm there you go. But yeah, you can say it. Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't count as a misspelling if you put two L's, you know?
It doesn't get canceled if you spell it with the two L's.
Yeah.
It doesn't cancel it out.
We'll cut that silent motherfucker out. All right. Glorious War. First question, and I had Chris research this because I'd never heard of this. What does the panel think of Nintendo selling data to Facebook? Why isn't there the same outrage like there was with Epic or any other company? Probably because nobody knew about it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, Chris, what's going on now?
So, apparently, someone on Reddit found out that when you go to Facebook's ad preference page and you can see their list of interest, so people saw that Nintendo Switch and Nintendo UK store were linked to it, right? So that means Nintendo is selling, like, I don't know, I guess usage data to Facebook for targeted ads. But a lot of companies do that. I mean, Nintendo's trying to target you. They know you're playing, right? You know you're shopping actively in the store. So they're trying to pipe ads via Facebook to you. And that's why they sell it. There's a difference between what the Epic Games Store are doing, which is, I think, underhanded, because they're selling your stuff back to China, and Lord knows what that info is going towards, right? This is just targeted ads. Like, you could say whatever you want about Facebook. I don't trust them either. But there's a difference. Like, these guys, Nintendo just wants to get you to keep buying into their ecosystem, as I always say. So this is one way to do it. I'm sure they do it with Google, too. I'm sure if Google had something like this, where you could see, who's your list of interest in advertisers? I'm sure Nintendo's in there too. That's just how their business works. There's a difference though. Epic Store, I don't trust them. They're owned by Tencent, and they could sell your stuff to the Chinese government for all I know. So there's a huge difference.
Interesting.
The scary thing is like, and this is not with Facebook, but let's say you're just Googling something like randomly, right? And then you go to fucking Amazon and they're advertising the shit that you Googled like a couple of minutes ago.
Yep. Like, it happens. Mm-hmm. It like, because
I hate that.
Yeah. Like, in other words, like, yeah, like whatever you think you've ever searched on or whatever web page you've ever gone to, it happens with Instagram as well. Both Facebook and Instagram do this, where it's like, they essentially looks at whatever metadata that, you know, that's probably in your browser or within Google, and they'll just throw the ads right back at you.
They go past that too, because when you install something like the Facebook app or Instagram or WhatsApp or whatever on your phone, and you give it access to your microphone, that doesn't mean just when you want to use that microphone. That means when the app decides what it wants to listen to you, it now has the permission to use your microphone.
I've had that happen where one thing that I talked about eventually appeared on my thing there. Yeah.
You get targeted ads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's listening to what you say. Like, I had this weird thing today. I was talking to Kristen earlier about, like, oh man, we can't wait to see Attack on Titan today. And I said, I also have to catch up on One Punch Man. I get home, and the first thing that pops up on my Hulu picks, even though I didn't watch it through Hulu, was One Punch Man, right at the top, blown up. And I'm like, I just talked about that. So it's weird shit like that.
Yeah, I've had that happen a bunch of times where, like, I'm having just a conversation. Like, me and Manny went to Valentino's the other day. We were just talking because, you know, by the way, me and Manny are old, so when we go to dinner and Chris applies to you too, we put our phones down. We don't fucking use them, you know? Mm-hmm. But I swear, I forgot what it was, but when I went home, the thing we were talking about, I didn't look it up, you know? It was there. Also, my friend Jeffrey, Manny, you know Jeffrey. He was telling me how, you know, he was talking to his friend about writing a script and stuff, right? When he got home, right there on Google, it showed him a script generator. I'm like, what the hell? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. By the way, that's a thing. There's a script generation that actually writes a script for you, a full story and everything. Like, what the fuck? by the way, yes, yes, it is true. Canceled one or two wells. That it's a thing, but if you spell cancellation, that is always too well. So, yeah. So apparently, Americans favor one L, and the British favor two L's. You know who also favors two L's? Microsoft with Xbox One.
Oh yeah. Oh,
shit. Ooh, by the way, good. That was good.
I have my phone right next to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, watch what happens.
Just Instagram later, man. And it's just like, oh, you want some Fruity Pebbles?
I'm about to go to Amazon in a couple of minutes. Fruity Pebbles.
Mighty Nerd says we're better than the British because we're America.
Team America.
Fuck yeah. We got the biggest nuts in here, man. Let's go.
Yo, we won the war. We won the war.
Yeah, it was like, yo, we beat your British asses, man.
Even though we were allies.
We beat your ass in World War III, son.
No.
Oh, Civil, God.
Yeah, evolution. Yeah, yeah.
All right, evolutionary war. Where the fuck are? Oh, last question of the night. Unless you guys
were you going to say the Evolutionary War? What are we, a Marvel Comics? No,
it was progression.
Like Marvel Comics and shit, you know?
The Evolutionary War.
All right, last question of the night. And then we're going to go watch Game of Thrones, except for Manny and Chris.
I ain't watch that shit. Fuck that Game of Thrones.
Man, they got dragons in this bitch, man. Or your fruity shit, man.
Fruity Pebbles.
I'll tell you what. I've been heavily considering just getting HBO Now just to catch up and watch it and cancel that shit.
Yes.
Chris. Wait a couple of hours or tomorrow. I think Amazon... Is it Amazon has like a free week trial for HBO?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so you might get into that. So you might be able to watch this episode and next week's episode when it comes out and cancel it like right away.
That's what I did with Showtime when I was watching what was that?
Homeland.
It was Twin Peaks.
Manny watching Homeland, Carlos, really?
Yeah, Homeland's pretty good.
Manny's not watching shit like that, man. Come on.
The first two seasons were good.
All right, let's move on here. Last question of the night. With Sony working with many different IP holders to make games, you talk about, you know, Predator, Spider-Man, Iron Man. What's an IP you would like to see them make into a video game, but be realistic about it? He says, I would like a Song of Ice and Fire game by Guerrilla, not HBO's Game of Thrones. He made that very good distinction there. So he wants a faithful adaptation of Song of Ice and Fire.
So that means you don't want it to end, right?
No, basically you're gonna keep you waiting for fucking years, you know?
Yeah. Until he writes a real ending, right?
Yeah. Go ahead, Manny.
No, go.
I want a Conan game, like action game from Santa Monica Studio. That'd be fucking awesome. You know, like, you know, God of War style, but obviously toned down because, like, Conan is not high fantasy. It's a sword and sorcery thing. Very different, but because I know they got two Conan games now, but I'm not trying to play that shit. One of them's an MMO, another one's a survival game. And it's funny, I mentioned God of War because they did have a Conan game in, like, for the PS3, that was a God of War ripoff. It had Ron Perlman as Conan. He was cool. The game was stupid. You know, So yeah, that's what I want. I want
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, Ron Perlman. Yeah, he was Conan.
Wasn't he Conan's dad when he did the movie?
Yes, he was. Isn't that funny?
Momoa's one. Yeah.
Yes, right. Yeah.
So they couldn't get Momoa. So they're like, anybody else want to? Ron's available. Fuck, get him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because look, yeah. Well, Jason Momoa, I think he was just doing Stargate Atlantis at that point when that game came out. Adam, but yeah, they had Ron Perlman as Conan in the video game. But yeah, that's what I want. I want Conan, like the Hyborian, all that shit. You know, with Santa Monica Studio. All right, go ahead, Manny.
Another property for them to do. Next person.
Okay, I'll come back. Who actually has an answer ready?
Manny.
Manny doesn't have an answer, man.
That's because they don't got any fucking.
They don't have an answer.
Yeah. Throwing it back at me. Fuck you guys. All right, I'm doing it live, man.
Hey, Manny, I'm gonna give you a tip. Do what I did. Literally, look around your room. That's what I did. I look at him like, hey, there's Conan books. Okay, there you go, Conan. Oh, dude,
I have a bunch of video game shit on here. It's not going to work.
Oh, yeah, it cancels each other out, yeah.
Yeah, it all cancels each other out. So, like, I want Sony to make an excellence game.
There you go. Hey, that's an answer. Which studio?
I want Sony to make an excellence game.
Which studio?
I want it to
Sucker
be...
Punch, right?
Yeah, Sucker Punch. There you go. That's not fair, right?
That's how you fucking promote your book. You know?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Skybound has its own video game company, so if anybody's making an excellence game, it's probably going to be Skybound doing it.
Yo, man, they could license that shit, you know? All right, fuck it. I'm calling on everybody like a class, you know? Chris.
Can we get a decent RoboCop game?
Oh,
I haven't had one since Super Nintendo, and that was like so.
Yeah. What about the studio?
What studio could make that? Fuck. I mean, I want a good third-person game, so I'd say like the Coalition.
Oh no, Sony. Studio.
Oh, what Sony studio?
The Coalition.
Oh, the Coalition.
Ben. I give it to Ben.
There you go.
Studio Ben.
Studio Ben. Carlos.
I would make Sony. Oh, I would make Naughty Dog. Naughty Dog would make a Terminator game. Shit, third person shoot.
Excuse me. Riding on a fucking bike and shit.
Riding on a bike on a freaking in was it Los Angeles?
Yeah, like, damn fucking, man.
Yo, man.
Listening to Guns N' Roses.
You know. Guns N' Roses, T-1000, all that shit, man. Oh, that should be crazy.
I'm getting hyped now. All right. Brian.
I'll be back.
I'd say a good Fast and Furious game made by the same people that do MotorStorm.
That's a good one.
Really? Is it?
Yeah, MotorStorm was good, man.
No, Fast and Furious. I don't know.
Hey, it's Brian's fantasy, man.
Yo, Brian, you can do better. I know
he's fantasy, man.
Yeah. Yo. All right, Adam.
Fantasies.
Yeah.
Rambo, I won't let Naughty Dog because they seem to be going down that path with Ellie anyway. So just get Rambo, and I want to have the music dan 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 dan. Oh! All that craziness. And if they have a bigger budget, then get the whole cast of Expendables. And just make that into a game.
Adam wants a scene where Ellie takes on a fucking MIG with an arrow and shit.
That's it.
Yo, I got an idea.
Yeah.
Does it have to be Sony first party?
Yes, it does.
That's what
God
he said.
Damn it.
That's the question, bro.
Never mind then. Can I still mention
it? Damn it, Carlos.
Yo, man, I want fucking Insomniac to make a Godzilla game.
Yeah, that's Sony enough. That's Sony enough, you know.
I'll allow it. The movies in Japan.
Do you want to run from Godzilla? Do you want to play as Godzilla?
Both.
Yeah, I guess you do. Why the fuck not?
And be him.
Oh, man.
Like you're playing as like you only play Godzilla when you're in the boss battles. but you're as a human, like, trying to, like, shoot out, like, I don't know, like, all the other monsters and shit, and it's like the only way you can finish it is you get into Godzilla, and then he finishes off everything.
What if you know that game that makes that company that makes the game with the giant ants?
Earth
Defense Force.
Yeah, Earth Defense Force. Yeah.
Why can't they do something? They're not exclusive, are they? Right?
No, they're not.
I don't know.
All right, Mighty Nerd, thank you. You've extended the show a little bit. Okay.
Congratulations.
All right. What do you guys make of Capcom predicting more software sales for this fiscal year? I haven't heard this, but I'm not surprised. Capcom has been doing very fucking well lately, so it kind of makes sense that they would, predict that. Chris, have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about looking at their financials, but I haven't done it yet. But if you want, I can look at it for Thursday. I'll
leave it up to you, man.
I think they're gonna they're making that statement because they got because Monster Hunter has done so well. They must be banking on was it Icebound?
Iceborne,
right? And then I'm gonna call it. I think they're gonna launch the next whatever Resident Evil. I don't know if it's 3 or 8 or whatever. I think it's gonna launch before the end of the fiscal year. So probably in late January or early February. Next year, so that'll be huge. I mean, 2 did so well.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Even just riding high. So,
all their collections have been doing really well. You know.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So that's your I'm gonna say your professional assessment, right?
Yeah, that's my assessment.
All right. What about the rest of you guys? I'm going to take it nobody has an opinion. All right.
Do they have anything other than Monster Hunter World?
Monster Hunter, probably Resident Evil. I don't know if they have any more compilations this year. I think they do.
But they kind of ran out of it, you know? But for example, Resident Evil 2 came out the last fiscal year.
Yeah, it did.
2018.
Yeah, it did, yeah. Because we're now in the current fiscal year. Yeah. So I think they're really hedging their best on Iceborne.
Even a full game, though.
It's not, but hey, you know, we'll see.
All they need to do is just re-release the, you know, if they want to, rather than put out just a thing, they could actually just put out Monster Hunter World Iceborne. And it just has.
They can. I'm pretty sure they will do that. And then, of course, you know, like Chris said, they could release the next Resident Evil game within the fiscal year, and that could help too. You know,
maybe yeah.
Yeah, because if they drop it in February, that's still the fiscal. They drop it in March, it's still the fiscal year. You know,
they gotta have something.
Gotta have some, man. It's interesting, like the Capcom's making this projection, you know.
I definitely think that they have. They think they have something in the future.
Yeah, yo, what y'all got, man? What y'all got? Alien versus Predator arcade game getting announced at E3. It's part of the collection now, isn't it? And that big fucking joystick they got.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So it's already been announced, bro.
Yo, man, they even got Alien versus Predator figures. You can get Dutch and that weird samurai ninja girl from Nika Toys.
Interesting. He says, not that dumb arcade stick. Hey, don't hate on it.
It looks so bad.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so that's it. So here's our little graphic here. We still got Thanos back there, you know, chilling in his seat. All right, so step one, join our Discord, right? This is to ask us questions, obviously. Step two, on our Discord, go to the throw down your questions section. And step three, you submit your questions. The chat room is always popping, you know, so that's always good. Right now, these guys are spoiling Game of Thrones, but we got their own little separate room, so we don't have to worry about that, you know. And yeah, that's going to do it for us, man. So thank you for watching and listening. Leave us the questions in the throw down Discord server. We'll answer them on next week's show. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco, joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys, and don't forget to pick up Excellence, my book from Skybound.
Yeah. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Jesus.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, people.
And Brian Monjoma.
If you're going to cheat on your wife, then at least upgrade.
Jesus. That's a fact. Man. Ooh, all right. Yo, we'll see you on Thursday, man. Later.
Later, guys.
Don't cheat.